on Daf, Peis Ayin Amid Beis. Let us just learn the bottom Taisvis from the previous Sugyem. We had, the Gemara says that the Pasik, Kisavi Bekerem Reyecha, Vachalta Novim, Kenavshecha, Savecha, Velkel Yecha, Leisita, and the whole Pasik is coming, Lidroshe. So the Gemara says, Sof Echo Veloi Achilo Gase. Savech is coming to tell us that a poel is permitted to eat till Sviya. Veloi Achilo Gase. But after Sviya, he's not permitted to eat. Ve'ilav Dechsiv Savecho. So Tosfos says, what if it wouldn't have said Sof Echo? Have matinon meviyochalto achila gase. Without the savecho, I would be mamayit achila gase from viyochalto. Da achila gase loishmo achila. Without the savecho, this drash, I would learn that from vaachalto. So there's a merdike prichodosh. Neirachayim Simen Tayyud Beis Oizvov. It says, from this Taisvus is a raya that Taisvus holds, the machlekes arishainim, what is the taich achila gase? The shitas Rabbeinu Tam is achila gase means that it's kotzpo. That is called achila gase. But if he's saveya and he eats and it's not kotzbo, that's not called achila gase. That is the shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. And Taisvis, so the Prichodesh says, this Taisvis does not hold like that. Why? Because we have here a drash, sav echo v'loy achila gase. So let us understand the drash of sav echo. Sav echa means that one is permitted to eat peiris till sviya. More than sviya, you're not allowed to eat. So that, here the Gemara calls achila gase more than sviya. Sav echa veloy achila gase. The drash is zicha like that. Sav echa, you're only permitted to eat till the shir sviya. Now Tosfos says, if it would not have said v'savecho, I would learn this drash from v'achalto v'lo yachila gase, d'achila gase lo yishme yachila. So that what I learned that from v'savecho, I will learn that from v'achalto. So just like v'savecho means more than sviya is called an achila gase, so v'achalto means more than Svi is called Achila Gase. So he says, that's a Rai from this Taisvis, and this is Shitas Rashi also, that more than Svi is called Achila Gase. V'loi havi darshinan v'ochalto v'loi moitzeitz. But since it says v'sovecho, so now I know that Achila Gase was Nismayit, so now I darshin v'achalto v'loy moitzeitz. And what is the drash of loy moitzeitz? So Taisus says like this. Without the yitter of v'achalto, I would not darshin v'loy moitzeitz d'shtiye b'chlal achile. Because shti is bechlal achilas, I would not be mamayit moitzeitz. Avol hashto dechsiv sovecho v'lo yachila gaso, yata v'achalto l'midrash minei v'lo moitzeitz. So now the v'achalto is miyuter, not to teach us, not to be mamayit achila gaso, so we mamayit v'achalto v'lo moitzeitz. But Taisvis says, but without this yitor, I would not be memayit moitzit. Why? Because shesiye bechlal achila. So the Emek Broche has a shayla, which is be'etzem If a person, someone asked him a shayla, if someone is meitzitz oranges, so there are three, and he sucks out the juice, then he throws away the orange. So there were three shaylas. This person who sucks out the juice, what bracha does he make? If it's called an achile, so he makes a bereprieit. If it's called shtiye, so orange juice, one makes a shahakel. All juices are called zeye ba'alme, so he would make a shahakel. If it's called an achile, the shir is a kezayis for brocha chayne. If it's called shesiye, so the shir is a revius. If it's called achile in Yom HaKippurim, the shir is a keseves. If it's called shesiye, the shir is molei lukbov. So this is the, these are the nafkeminis between shesiye and achile. The bracha rishayne, the shir of the bracha chayne, and legabi yom HaKippurim. So he says in Artaisvis says, without a yita from Viochalta, I would not be memayit moitzeit, because siya is bechlal achila. Because siya is bechlal achila, so memele, so I wouldn't be memayit from Viochalta shesiya, but Taisvis says it's called shesiya. Taisus calls it shesiya, and I wouldn't be memayit mitzmaitis because shesiya bechlal achila. So we see it is called a shesiya. So memele, so from Taisus we see it has all dine shesiya, legabi yom kippur, legabi bracha chayne, legabi bracha rishayne. Now we're starting a new sugya, a meridike sugya. But before we start this new sugya, let us just learn a little of the Gemara, one shtickle of the Gemara before, and with this we'll understand that, with Rashi, and with this we'll understand the sugya. This is four lines from the bottom. Kenaf shecho, kenefesh shel balabayis, kach nafshoi shel poil. Ma nafshecho oichel upotor, af nafshoi shel poil oichel upotor. So now let us see Rashi. Harashi learns pshat in this Gemara. Ki nafshecho, we're speaking about the achilas apoil. Ki sovoi becherem reyecho, Vochalto anovim, we're speaking about the poyel. Kinavshecho, the poyel is like navshecho, like the baila. That's what the posuk is telling us. So let us see Rashi. Kihilu hein shaloch, what the poyel is eating is equivalent like what you, if you would have eaten it. What does that mean? Ma nafshecho oichel upota mina maisa. If you would eat, we're speaking about, let's learn the posik. Ki sovoi becherem reyecho. So we're speaking about someone is entering a kerem. Va'achalto anovim. And you'll eat the grapes. So a person is eating grapes from a kerem. So what is the halacha if the Bailam would eat these grapes? Is manav shecho oichel upota min hamaisa? When the Bailam eats these grapes, he's pota min hamaisa. Why is he pota min hamaisa? Sutrashi de loy nigmero melachto ilamaisa. Disnan yayin misheyereit leboyer. So now Rashi told us a whole Megillah, and we have to understand Shitas Rashi. Rashi all of a sudden speaking about Yayin. So Rashi understood. Kisavoy bekerem reyecho. These anovim are oimid to make wine out of them. If the anovim are oimid to make wine, so the gmar meloche of wine is yayin mishayered laber. That's, it's called nigmar melachte the trumis amaisres. If it's nigmar melachte, if it's oimid to be wine, so kozman it is a grape, it's not nigmar melachte. So if the Bailim would eat these grapes, he'd be potter, because he's eating something before Gmar Meloche. So the Pasuk says, Af Poyel Oichel Potter. So the Poyel who eats these grapes is also potter. What's the Chiddush? V'loi Amrina. Hoyel the ba'agrei ochil akolchei shel balabayis. Since he eats these grapes, he's hired to work, and he eats these grapes. That's a chelik of his schiris. That means you hire a worker. So besides paying him, he has a right to eat. To eat the peiris b'shas melochet. So there'd be a svara to say that it's equivalent ki ilu this poil purchased these grapes. Umekach koivas lemaisa abdovo shaloi nigmaro melachtoi kivin dizovne achshave. So Rashi says, ahol megillah here. That Rashi says, the halacha is, if a person purchases peiris tvuis before gemar meloche, so the din is aleikeach is chayif in minatoyre and trumis amaisres, because the mekach is machshevei, so the mekach is machshev this machel keilu it was nigma melachtoi. That means it's what Gmar Meloch accomplishes, the Chshivis of Mekach gives it a din ki'ilu nigma melachto. So, there'd be a svara to say that this poyo, since he has a right to eat these peiris, so this is ki'ilu these peiris for his work. It's like he's going to get schiris, and like For the work he purchased the peiris. So there'd be a svara to say that he's like a lekeach. And if he's like a lekeach, so he'd also be chayiv in trumas amaisres, and it'll be tevil. So the pasuk says, kinav shecho. No. This poil is like the bailim. And just like the bailim. Since we're speaking about before gemar melochem, and by wine, the Gmar Meloch is Mishiyered Leboyim. So, just like the Bailim is Potter von Trumas Amaisres, because it's before Gmar Meloch, the Poyel does not have a din of a Leikeach, and the Poyel is also Potter von Trumas Amaisres, Kenav Shecho. That is the Chiddush of this Posek. That's what we learned before. Now we're going to have a whole sugya with Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos, but let us try to understand Shitas Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, Eina tevel mischayev b'maisa ad sheyero pnei abayis. Tevel is chayev b'maisa. When does it become tevel? When is chal the chiyev maisa? After riyus pnei habayis, et sheyiroe pnei habayis. What does Rashi say? Pnei habayis, sheyikoneis derech ha-pesach, that the tvue was brought in derech ha-pesach, through the front door, shehu pnei habayis. V'loy derech gagois v'kalfifois. But not that it was bought through a skylight or other eifanim. The chiyuv meiser is first chal b'riyas pnei abayis. How does Rabbi Yani know this? Shenemar biyarti hakodesh min abayis. So this min habayis is a limud that when does it get a din kodesh? When is it chayiv b'maisa after it entered the bayis? Biyarti hakodesh min habayis. So kol zman there was no riyas pnei habayis, there's no chayiv maisa. Shein yinu adin all maisas. That's shitas Rabbi Yanai. V'Rabbi Yochanan omar, afilu chotzer kevas. You don't need riyas pnei abayis. Riyas pnei chotzer is also keveya to give it a shame tevel. Shenema in the riyas pnei chotzer, that means it went through the shah to the chotzer, we'll see soon, that gives, that creates a chiyav maisa. Shenemar, v'ochlu bishorecho v'soveyu. Let's see what Rashi says. V'nosato lolevi, misho shenichnas l'shorecho. Shorecho means shar chatzerecho. And this v'nosato lolevi went after it was nichnas l'shorecho. So the Gemara, so we have here the Baal Amachlekes Rabbi Yane and Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a new Tanai in Chiyav Tevel. Till now, we learned Tevel is Toli B'Gmar Meloche. That's what Rashi says, Toli B'Gmar Meloche, Alekeach, without Gmar Meloche, about the boss with Gmar Meloche. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yane said, no, the Chiyav Tevel is first Chal, after, according to Rabbi Yanai, Riyas Pnei Abayis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Riyas Pnei Achotz. That's what they say over here. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan Nami Hoksiv Min Abayis. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with the Posek of Rabbi Yanai? It says, V'yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. Vaisois, we need Riyas Pnei Abayis. Amaloch, Chotzer, Dumye Dabayis. We need a Chotzer, Sherecho means Share Chatzerecho. But here it says Bayis, so we learn out Chotzer, Dumye Dabayis. Ma Bayis Hamishtama, just like a Bayis is a Mokim Hamishuma. So, you need that the Tvua was Nichnas Lemokim Hamishuma. Afchotzer Hamishtameres. So you need the Tvua in order to be Chayev B'Tevel has to be Nichnas to Afchotzer Hamishtameres. So Bayis is a Gilui of what kind of Afchotzer is Mechayev B'Tevel. V'Rabbi Yanai Namei Hoksiv Bisha Orecho. Now, what did Rabbi Yanai do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Bisha Orecho, by say Sharei Chatzeres. Ahumi boilei de ma'ayelei derech shar. Shorecho does not mean Sharei Chatzeres. Shorecho is coming to tell us that the Chiyav Tevel you need biyarti hakodesh min habayis. But you need roye pnei habayis, that the knisa labayis was derech sha'orov. It entered from the front door. Then there's a chiyuv of trumas ha'maisros. Fine. So now al kaponim, we just have two amayroim, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, who are machadish aloch and hilchis tevel, that there's a new Tanai in Tevel. in order for it to become tevel, to be mechayev b'maisres, need either riyas pnei abayis or riyas pnei achotzer, and it had to enter these mekaymes derech hashav. Mosiv Rav Chanina Chuzot. So now, Rav Chanina Chuzot, no, you're telling me, you say this, that in Chiyuv Tevel, you need Riyas Pnei Abayis, Riyas Pnei Achotzer. Now, we just had a drash, Kenav Shecho. Kach Nav Sheh Yishel Poyo. We have Kenav Shecho, Ma Nav Shecho, Oichel Upoto. Just like you are potter, af nafshoi shall poyo oichel potter. Just like the balabos is potter, and let's as over Harashi told us pshat. Just like you are potter before gemar meloche, we're speaking about the he has a kerem and he wants to make yain out of it. So on these anovim, since it's before the gemar meloche of yain, so. There's no chiyev trumas amaisa by the bailim, so the poil is also the same thing. Holoi keyach chayev, but that's the chiddush, that the poil is not like a lekeyach. I would think a poil is like a lekeyach, and a lekeyach is also, and a lekeyach is chayev before gemar meloche. So it's telling me no. That a poil is not like a lekeich. My love, besode. And we're speaking about a sode. Kisovoi v'achalta anovim. Kisovoi bekerem reyecho v'achalta anovim. K'navshiro b'poshis k'navshiro sovecho. We're speaking about the poil entered the kerem. This is before Gmar Meloche, the Poel is Potter, the Bailam is Potter, the Keich is Chayiv. So let us see Rashi. Avol Lekeach Chayiv. From this Limud we learn that the Lekeich is Chayiv. The Mechach Machshiv Lei Ki Gmar Meloche. Mechach gives it a Chshivis of Gmar Meloche. So, and the Pasuk is telling us a poil is not like a lekeyach, so since it's before Gmar Meloche, there's no chiyuv. My love, besode, it's speaking about, besode, umekach loy odif mi Gmar Meloche, it's not better than Gmar Meloche, mekach is machshevit ki Gmar Meloche. But now, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan told us there's a new Tanai in Chiyuv Maisres. We need Riyas Pnei Abayis in order to be Chayiv. So how is a Lekeya Chayiv Besode? How is a Lekeya Chayiv Besode? Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, Hocho Beteino Ho'emedes Begino V'noifo noite lechotzer askinon uleman da'oma lebayis lebayis. Now we'll see Amar Dikarashi. We have to hold cheshbon. Noite lechotzer. We're speaking about a teina. There's a problem. Who's talking about a teina over here? Who's talking about a teina? We're speaking about Kisovi Bekerem. We're talking about Bekerem. I'm talking about a teina. And there's a kasha, Rav Rishonim hold the teina, the Chiyuv Mais is only the Rabbonim. You only need the Tirish V'Yitzo. So let us just, thanks to say it's the kasha, but let us just say over a teretz of the Ritve, and the Gemara will go very gishmak. By a teina, what is the gemar melocha of a teina? The gemar melocha of a teina, you don't, is not oimet to make wine out of. A teina is oimet to be eaten. That's what a teina is oimet. So the Gemara is telling us, Hocha v'teina, we're talking about a teina, that means the anovim that the Pasuk is speaking about is not speaking about anovim which are oimid to make wine out of them. We're speaking about anovim who are similar to a teina. And just like a teina, we'll see in Rashi soon, what is the Gemar Malach of a teina? The Tlishis Atein is the Gemar Malach. You Tlish, it's finished. It's Choyel Achila. So if we're speaking about anovim which are similar to a teina, so with the Tlisha of the anovim, that's Gemar Malach. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, b'teino, hoche b'teino oimedes begino, we have a teino that grew in a garden, v'noifo, and the branch is noite lechotza, is noite lechotza. Zot Rashi, noite lechotza, the Mechi Tosha, when he tore off the grape, Chazye Pnei Chotza. Now let us just explain what Pshat is according to Rashi. And this is also a Ritva. The Ritva says as follows. We have here a tree, Zayna Kerem, that is growing an agine, but the branch is noite lechotza. What does that mean, noite lechotza? It's noite lepesach achotza. It's bent over towards the pesach achotza. So that means if a person is standing in the chotza, he reaches out his hand through the pesach achotza, he's toilish the teina, he brings it into the chotza. So now, what do we have now? We have now that there was gmar meloche, rias pnei achotza, and it's a tavel min atayre. That's the story. That's the story. So now we're going to get stuck. If that's the story, so there was gmar meloche, and Riyas Pnei Achotza, so why is a Balabos Potter? We have here a whole drash. That means till now, things were going good before we knew about Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. So we were learning Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is speaking about that he wants to make wine. And there's no Gmar Melochem. And the Chiddush is that a Lekeach, the Chshivis of Mekach is Kigmar Meloche. So good. So I would think a Poyu is like a Lekeach. And even though, so before Gmar Meloche, it has a Shem Tevel. It's Gmash Melon. No, a Poyu is like a Balabas. Some a Melech, so it's before Gmar Meloche. He doesn't have a Chshivis of a Lekeach. Things were Feigeldick. But now that Rabbi Yechen and Rabbi Yane were Machadish, Rabid, you need Gmar Meloche, you need Riyas Pnei Abayas. We're talking about a Lekeach is Chayev. He's not like a Lekeach. So if a Lekeach is Chayev, and the can't be speaking a Lekeach is Chayev Besode, because they said a Lekeach is not Chayev Besode, you need Riyas Pnei Abayas. And a Lekeach, the best a Lekeach is, it's Gmar Meloche, but it's not Riyas Pnei Abayas, and he leaves the Abayas. So we said in the Kimta, so Lachair, according to Rashi, the Gemara changed the Kimta now. We're speaking about that there was Gmar Meloche, the Tlisha was the Gmar Meloche, and there was a Riyas Pnei Abayis because the Poyel, the Lekeach, I'll talk about the Lekeach, Lekeach was standing in the Chotza, he was Toilish, the teine mi bachutz and was machnes and into the chotza. So I've heard gmar meloche rias pnei abayis, and that's why lekeich is chay. I would just have to figure out why balabos is potter. It was gmar meloche and rias pnei abayis. Aber let us see, that's l'chayr b'shat and Rashi, noite l'chotza, the mechitosha choshi p'nei chotza, when he was toilish, the ta'ina, so there was a choshi p'nei chotza, because it was noite towards the chotza, and he was toilish it, he brought it into the chotza, it was riyas p'nei chotza. So now, whatever you need, that's the case. Do you have a branch that's standing in front of the bayis, and a person, the lekeach, is standing in the bayis, and he stretches out his hand, and he's toilish the taino, and he brings it into the bayis, so it was gmam malach, it was riyas, b'nei habayis, shalom al yisro. Oh, so that's the case. That's why Lekech is Chayiv. There was Gmar Meloche with Riyas Pnei Abayis. Ihochi Bal Abayis Namine Chayiv. So why is the Balabos Chayiv? Since Kenav Shecho, the boy was like the Balabos. Why isn't the Balabos Chayiv? And for the Gemara, Balabayis Einov Bitainosoi Vilaikeach Einov Dimekhoi. Amoridikazach. Zakrashi Ihochi Balabayis Nami Tlishi Gmar Malachta. You just made a new akimta. We're not talking about wine anymore. We're speaking about a peri, he wants to eat a peri, like a teine. Tlishi gmar melachtoi, v'alei roye pnei abayis. So it's everything. That's the case of the lekech, that's the lekech of the balabayis. So why isn't the balabos chayiv? Zot Rashi, einov b'teinosoi. The balabos, einov b'teinosoi. Ein hanoif Choshuv Be'enov, this branch that is stretching out in front of the door of the chotzer of the house, this knife is not choshuv. Branch. Hilkach ha'koil hoilech acher ho'ika. So you look at the ika ilon, you don't look at the branch. Ve'ikra bachutz, and the ikra is bachutz. It's the gina hilkach ad sheyigomer kol lekitosoi v'yikones lebayis lav gmar melachahu. So this is Amar Dikerashi. Let us try to explain this Rashi. But let's just say the next Rashi. Lekeach einov b'mekhoi. Lekeach is einov b'mekhoi, v'hein peiris hatlushim. The lekeach, what did the lekeach purchase? He purchased peiris. U'mishenit l'shu bo l'bayis. By him there was Mishenit Lushu, Rashi says before, that's Gmar Meloche. Bo Labayis. Mishenit Lushu, Bo Labayis. So, Lechere, what is Rashi saying? Now, let us just mention a chakire of the Gedolei Achronim, the Mikdash Dovid, the Rabaren, Mishnas Rabaren. We have here a din of that Rab Yochanan, Rab Yane, or Machadish, you need Riyas Pnei Abayis. Nidriyas Pnei Abayis, in order to be Chayiv B'tevel. Now, what is Pshat in this Riyas Pnei Abayis? What does this Riyas Pnei Abayis accomplish? Two Riyas Pnei Abayis, Spotter. Riyas Pnei Abayis, it's Chayif. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai said. Riyas Pnei Abayis, Riyas Pnei Achotza. What is Pshat in this? What is the Gedda Hatol? So, when Rashi was speaking about the Leikeach, or Rashi spoke about when the Gemara is the Kashi, Hochi Balabayis Nami, so let us see the Loshon of Rashi. So Rashi says, Ihochi balabayis nami, what was the kasha? Klishi higmal melachtoi. When you plucked off the taine, that's gmal melach, finish. Vaharei roi epnei, now he brings it into the abayis, vaharei roi epnei abayis. So it would seem from Rashi that riyas pnei abayis is nothing to do with gmal melach. That means there was gmal melach already. The Tlisha is the Gemar Meloche, and there's a Din Roye Pnei Abayis. Let us just mention, Rabbi wants to say, Roye Pnei Abayis is a Gzeres HaKosef. You need Roye Pnei Abayis. The Migdash David wants to say, Roye Pnei Abayis makes it an Achilas Kva. It's called Kozman. It's not brought into the bayis, it's not called an achilas kva. When it's brought into the bayis, it's called an achilas kva. And there's a shtickel raya to this lomdis, chotzer kevas. When Rabbi Yochanan spoke about riyas pnei abayis, he said, chotzer kevas. And that lechoire is the translation of kevas. It makes it an achilas kva. That's what the Midrash Tovid wants to say. Fine. So Al Koponim, when the Gemara asked Takashe, Iyochi Balabayis Nami, so the Gemara said, listen, so you have everything. Tlishi Gmal Melachtoi, Gmal Melachi you have. Varei Roye Pnei Abayis. What's missing? Now, let's look in the next Rashi. All of a sudden, Rashi says, a whole Megillah over here. Balabayis einov betenosoi. Ein hanoiv choshuv veinov. The branch doesn't have any cheshivis. Hilkach hakol hoylech achareika. The ikar is, you're talking about a balabos, so he's thinking of harvesting his tree. The ikra bachutz, and the ikar, the tree is bachutz, the gine. Hilkach, ad sheyigomer kol likitosoi, till you'll harvest the complete tree, v'yikoneis lebayis, and you'll bring it into the bayis, lav gmal melochehu. It's not called gmal melochehu. So, Bachsime Rashi is saying over here, a mouthful. Rashi is saying by a balabos, Gmal Meloche, the terminology of Gmal Meloche is relevant. It matters who you're talking about. If you're talking about a Leikeach, who purchased Peiris Tlushim, so by him, the Gmal Meloche is, he purchased a Teina, he plucked the Teina from the tree, that's called Gmal Meloche. It's finished already. This is called Gmal Meloche. There's also a din. You have to bring it to the bayis. So the Gemara says, you have everything. You have, that's the next Rashi. Behein peiris tlushin, umisha nitlushu, bo'la bayis. You have everything. You have Gmal Meloche, who's bo'la bayis. Gmal Meloche by a balabos means, the Gmal Meloche of a balabos is when you transfer. First of all, you take off one peri, that's not called Gmal Meloche. You have to look how balabos looks. Gmal Meloche means I have a tree. When all the peris of the tree were harvested, and taken into the house, that's called the Gmal Meloche. That's what Rashi says over here. Ikra b'chutz, so that means if you are a Baal HaSode and you are harvesting your crop, so when you take in the crop from the field into the house, that is called Gmar Meloche. By a Baal HaBos, Tlish is not Gmar Meloche, I'm sorry. You need Tlish and Knisa Labayis. You need Tlish and Knisa Labayis. Then that's called Gmar Meloche. So before the, and what, you don't look at the Tlish of a single Peri. He bought a peri. He's finished. By a Baal HaBos, the Gmar Meloche is when the tree was harvested. That's called the Gmar Meloche. Not only it was harvested, it was brought into the house. That's called the Gmar Meloche. Rashi says, if to both these things, it's called Gmar Meloche. So now, if a few peiris were brought into the house. So now let's talk. By Aloikeyach, you have everything already. The Tlisha is a Gmar Meloche. It was plucked from the tree. Now it's Roy Lachila. That's it. And you have Rias Pnei Abayis, which could be Rias Pnei Abayis makes it Achilas Kva, or it's a Gzeres Akosu. This is Tevel Deraisa by Alekeach. If we will assume that a poil is like Alekeach, so a poil would also be chayiv. By a poil, it's the peiris he's eating, by him, he's not, it's not his tree, he's not harvesting the tree, he's eating peiris. So if he's standing inside the house and plucking peiris, and bringing them into the house. So if I would say that a poil is like a lekeach, so fakelt, it's gmar meloche with the tlisha, the zriyas pnei abayis, which makes it a nechilas kva, should also be tevel derais. So it said, kinav shecha. No. The poil is like the Baal HaBos. When the Baal HaBos will take in two peiris into the house, is that called Gmar Meloche? No, it's not called Gmar Meloche, because by the Baal HaBos, the Gmar Meloche of the peiris are when the tree is harvested. Kozman, the peiris are on the tree and they were not brought into the house. We are missing Gmar Meloche. That means that the Knisa Labayis is a chelik of the Gmar Meloche. So the Pasuk is telling us, Kinav Shecho, since he is working for you, he's Nigra Boso you, and just like by you, these peiris that were taken into the house do not have a din shenigmara melachtam, because by you nigmara melachtam means when the tree was harvested. So by the poil who is working for you, he has the same aloch, it's like the Bailim, Kinaf Shecho. So by him, it's before Gmar Meloche. So that's why he's allowed to eat it. That's the Maskonas HaGemara, according to Rashi. L'chayre. Schreck the Gemara, V'loikeyach midiraisa mimechayev. Is a lekeya chayiv min a teire? Vosanya, we learned a baraisa, mipnei ma chovu chanoye shal beisinoi, sholei shonim koidim Yerushalay. Why did the chanoyes, the stores of beisinoi, why did they become chorif 3 years before Yerushalayim? Mipnei shemidu divreyem, al din teure, because they were misnayeg al pi din teure. Shahoyu oimrem, they said, aser ta aser vi ochalto, ולאי מייחל, תבועס זר איכו, ולאי לאי קייח. Now, let us just explain 1 minute. There are 2 psukim. The first pasuk says, Aser ta'aser eiskol tfuas zar echo, hayeitze yasode shone shone. Now, the chiyev meiser is by tfuas zar echo. What does tfuas zar echo mean? The tfue that was planted by you. That's tfuas zar echo. That was planted by you. So that means, Alekeach, who will purchase this tfue, it's not tfuas zarecho, it wasn't planted by him, it was planted by Reuven and the Lekeach bought it. So from the zarecho, we learn out, Alekeach is potter. Lekeach is potter from Maisa. In the next pasuk it says, Vo'achalto lefnei Hashem Alekecho. So we connect these 2 psukim and we say, Aser ta'aser, when is the chiyav ma'aser? V'yochalto, if you're going to eat it, then there's a chiyav ma'aser. But if you're going to sell it, there's no chiyav ma'aser. That means if tevel grew by me, and I have no intent to eat it, there's no chiyav aser ta'aser. Aser ta'aser is only v'yochalto. So now, before we see Rashi, so let us just understand what we said now. So we said that Aloikeach, let's go, Aloikeach is potter. Aloikeach is not mechuyev to be mafrish maisris, because it says, tfuas zar echo, the tfue that was planted by you. It is not tfuas zar echo. Soy bazoi. So now we had a whole drash over here. We had a drash to tell us that kinafshecho a poil is not like a lekeach. It'd be a svara to say a poil is like a lekeach, and a poil would be whatever the lumdus of lekeach is, either the daito yamekro according to the maskone, or the Alekeach Gufe, his Achshivis of Gemar Malachim. That only makes sense if Alekeach is Chayiv. But if Alekeach is Potter, so Memele, Alekeach is Amzei Potter. So this whole drash that the Poyel is like the Bailim, and not like Alekeach, please, Alekeach is Potter for Maisa. So, the pasuk isn't talking about the apoyel is not like a lekeach. He's kenavshecho. A lekeach is potter. Period. So this whole drash is not oiskal. So the Gemara says elo midarabonon. This drash, what we said before, poyel is like a lekeach. That's only a drash the Rabbonon cross macht the Baalme. It's not a real drash. So memele, so it's not a real drash because the lekech is tamazoi potter. So this is a smacht to be the Rabbonon. Lekech is chayim. So they said they made it a smacht, but that's not pshat in the pasuk. Elo kinafshecho lemayoso. So what's part of the posik now? So you can't say that the posik is telling me that he's not chayiv a maisa like a lekech is chayiv, a lekech is potem in a maisa. Well, the nafshir k'mayosa l'chidasanya. The nafshir is telling us a whole different thing. K'nafshicha, a poil is just like the bailet. You know what that means? Ma nafshicha imcha samto potem. If the bailet would work by the peiris, and he'll muzzle his mouth. There's no problem of leisachsim sher bedishoy. If the bailim will hold himself back from eating, there's no problem of leisachsim. Af poyelim chosam topoto. That's what the posuk is telling us. A poil that's working for you is not like a shoyer. even if it's Moser on them in the Bema, oh, but not like Abedis. That the apoyel is not like a shayr. A shayr, if you prevent a shayr from eating bishas meloche, you over lab of the sachsen. If you prevent a apoyel from eating bishas meloche, you're not over the sachsen. That is pshat in the pasuk. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'leikayach midaraisam imechayev. The itzach leilekro lafuki poil mitayres lekeach shall base hinoi shemokin shehemidu devrayim al din toire. Kloima masha oso midivrei chachomim motzuloi heter mina toire. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. That, what did they do? That what the Chachamim asked, they found a heter min ha-Torah. They didn't listen to the Rabbonon, because they found a heter min ha-Torah. So, please, every Rabbonon I have a heter min ha-Torah. Chachalam ha-Kam is muta, Bishal ha-Kam is muta. Everything is muta. I found a heter min ha-Torah. So someone wants to say a moirdik ipshat, but it's so moirdik, we have to understand what did they do wrong. There's a moirdik etaz. There's a yiduidik etaz, the taz is in Erechaim. The taz in Erechaim says that there's a kashim, chazal asad, it blow shayfar ishashonim. Why? It's Shechalias B'Shabbos. Shem Yavirenu Baladamas B'Shusarab. So there were Eker Mitzvahs to Tia Shefer Yitzchal B'Shabbos V'yesh Koyach L'Chachamim L'Akadobim in Ater B'Shev Altas L'Atadu. Frank the Rishonim and the Taz like the Kasha so why if a Bris is Chal B'Shabbos she also asked her also, Shemi Averenu, he might go and take the sack in the front. He won't know. She also was. Zok the Taz, the Torah says, B'yei Mashmini, it's very inclusive, Afilo B'Shabbos. So the Pesuk says, you make a bris in Shabbos. If the Pesuk says, you make a bris in Shabbos, Chazal cannot say kineged a Pesuk that's mefurish. Something that's mefurish b'kro, that you're allowed to do, Chazal cannot also. By Rosh Hashanah doesn't speak anything, but it says, Rosh Hashanah b'lo shayf, it says, b'yei mashmini afilu b'shabbos, so here it seems it's kilu, it says b'feirish afilu b'shabbos, so b'meila here Chazal cannot be mafkiye asot kiye shayf. So, someone says over here, it says, Tfu asarecho. I mean, the Pasuk says, Aser ta aser, Tfu asarecho. The Tfu that grew by you. So, Chazal said that Alekeach is chayim midrabona. I mean, very good. The Torah says, Yoni chayim sarecho. How could they make a chi? So that's pshat. Ma she'osam edim chachoy motzloi hetamin ha-teire. And the Torah says it's what? How could Chazal say that it's devil? The Torah says tvu asarecho. So it bothers me. So it's too good. I mean, so why did it become chol? Okay, that we have to know. I found that later in the Dvar Yaakov also asked this question. But alchay, it's more than this. They found Asa ta asa v'achalto, trei kroi desmichi adodi, ala kenavshecha lamayosa, hoi lagabe lekech nami potam, is poyo loma liko, wani da posig by poyo, im chosamto, kotzatzto, so the same thing, just like kenavshecha, just like you can muzzle your own mouth when you're working with the tvuim, so if you made up with the poyo that he should not eat, אוי בחזוקן, is potter mi lav de lei sach sein so there's no lav of lei sach sein so i tell if mi nei le chiyuve mi kal va khoyma le kamon the more lady brings down the kal va khoyma ma she shiyata mitzu va lach yisai ata mitzu va al chsimosai Adam shata mitzuva lachyoise and edin shata mitzuva alchsimos. It's be'etzem that be a kalvachoyma to teach us that is a din of leisachsoim and achilas poil. So the pasuk says, kinav shecho, no, just like, and the bailam himself, there's no is of leisachsoim, who a din and a poil, there's no is of leisachsoim.